ஓம் சாந்தி. Baba, there's just so many opportunities to come together. And not only listen to knowledge, but also experience together what that knowledge means. And so for this morning, the topic is something that Baba mentioned in the Murli yesterday, and it was about expansion and essence. Baba always challenges us, right, by telling us what we don't do and what we have to do. And when we listen to Baba, then how do we feel? Do you feel bad, or do you feel hopeless, or do you feel guilty, or do you feel inspired? You feel Baba is signaling something that is important in our efforts. And the way Baba speaks to us, we feel inspired to do that more. Even we know we haven't been doing it so much as he is expecting us to do, but we feel that from now, this point on, we want to do it. So when Baba said that yesterday you go into expansion, and therefore when you do go into expansion, then you lose the essence, or you cut away from the essence. Right? So it's a challenge. We take it as a challenge because deep inside the soul is inspired that this is not what, you know, whatever Baba wants is what I want to do. So you want to understand, even as Baba said today, why is it that we do these things? So that when we understand, we can correct it. Why do we stay in expansion? Or what is even meant by expansion? Maybe we don't even know that. So we get to understand these things, especially here in Madhuban. We don't just stop at the words that Baba speaks, but we try to understand them, the meaning of that, practically in our life. So what is your understanding of expansion and essence? There are many examples, right? Baba gives many examples in our own life. We have many examples. Can you think of some examples of going into expansion or coming into essence? That doesn't necessarily have to do with us, but even nature. Nature has a lot of examples of being very expansive and being very essenceful. Right? What is the examples that nature provides for us? Sorry? Light. What about light? You can make light out of, you know, very subtle energy. Is that what you mean? From the sun, right? Very good. Yes? The seed and the tree, right? Baba even mentioned it yesterday, that the seed is the essence form. And the tree is the expansion of that seed. And you will say that, you know, why? You know, tree is also important. Just as the seed is important, tree is also important. And yet Baba is asking us to now become the essence, the seed. So you know that both have importance in our life, but according to the time, right? At the time that the tree is supposed to emerge, once you have planted the seed is supposed to have borne the tree, and from the tree flowers and fruits and everything. So expansion is also necessary. And yet at the same time, when there has been enough of expansion, it is necessary for that seed to be created again, and you know, for it to create another creation of the tree. So it is this beautiful cycle of life, that there is the time for expansion and there is a time for coming back into essence. Even if we look at small cycles in our life, you know, there is a time in which we have to really express ourselves, and there is a time in which we have to kind of condense everything and become silent, for example. So there are times, and Baba gives us this little secret that both are important, from essence to expansion and from expansion to essence. And Baba demonstrates to us also very beautifully that both are necessary. He gives us the knowledge of the whole cycle in terms of the bhakti that we did, right? Even we were remembering him, but we were remembering him in so many different forms, so many different names, so many different stories, right? And that was the time to do that. At that time, it was not the time to remember him, remember Baba as a point, or even have the knowledge that he is a point. So that was also important at that time. But then Baba also points that after all of that, after that expansion and variety and so many different ways of remembering me, but the essence was missing. So Baba brings back that essence in our remembrance and reminds that this is who I am, this is who you are, and this is how you remember. But just imagine in the middle of Copper Age, for example, you know, if we had to not go into expansion, or, you know, if we were to just, you know, sit down and be essenceful without any kind of knowledge or without any kind of understanding, we wouldn't be able to do it. We had to create all those stories. We had to create all those characters. We had to do all of that, images. So there was that time, but now is the time that you bring everything, you put meaning to everything, Baba says. So when I say essence, one of the things that come to mind is meaning. You know, it brings meaning to everything that we see around. It also means that we bring strength or power to everything. So in this way we understand there are many more examples like that, why we have to, or there are times, for example, when we have to go to the essence of the matter. You have a beautiful rose flower, and yes, of course, the rose flower is beautiful in the garden, but then again you want it, you know, in a different form, and so they make rose essence out of it, and then it can be used in so many different ways, right? So the essence is then extracted from the flower. Because so many flowers together, we cannot, you know, afford to do that. But one little drop of that rose essence will do the job. It will change the whole atmosphere. So there is a point, in other words, there needs to be expansion, there needs to be also essence for everything. I remember in my days of, you know, school and college, for example, when we used to study, right? And, you know, there are some chapters that you miss out and you totally haven't read it, and quickly you want somebody to tell you what that chapter is about. And then you said, give me the essence of it. You know, just very quickly, very shortly, what is the essence of it? At that time, if they go into the great detail, you know, you don't have time for that, because you only have like half an hour to listen to the whole thing. So quickly we used to exchange the essence of the chapters. Have you read this chapter? Have you read this chapter? And then at least little bit is better than nothing, right? So we used to exchange the essence of the chapters or the lessons, you know, in that way. So it's important in life to be able to, this ability to be able to capture. And then of course when you repeat it, you still have to to understand the whole thing. It's not that essence is always enough, but there are times when you have to expand on it. But if you've gotten the essence, then you can, and if you have understood the essence, then you can expand on it. So this is what Baba is asking us to do, that we have to do this. Baba gave us a very, very solid reason, you know, few very solid reasons why it is important for us to do this now. Because otherwise, what we end up doing is, we end up using a lot of energy, lot of thoughts, right? Lot of time in everything that we do. If we are not essenceful, then we end up doing, you know, spending a lot of energy and time and thoughts and even physical energy. And the result that we get, Baba said, is how much? Not as much as we have put in. So it is important to assess. He said you must assess from, you know, what you're able to create through your service. You must assess whether what you have put in is what you're getting back. Which is something that businessmen always do, no? How much I have invested and how much I am getting back. That I am not losing. That I am always ending up gaining. So of course Baba talked about service, but in every aspect of life, you will find that if I don't have this habit or this attitude of being essenceful and using the essence of what Baba is teaching us, then we end up thinking too much or planning too much or putting too much time and energy and not getting back enough, you know, from it. And so Baba was really for our own sake, and of course knowing that our time is short. Not that we can afford to spend a long time and study and analyze and things, but we have a short time now. So our methods also have to change. When you have short time to do the same thing that you had a long time to do, you'll have to think and strategize and do the things differently, isn't it? So Baba was asking us to assess, you know, how we are doing in that whole process. So whether we are wasting more, whether we are using more, and what we are doing. So it's important. The other thing that I feel, you know, the meaning of essence, especially for us Baba's children, is it really means the ability to experience, you know, have pure spiritual experiences. The more you're able to be in the essence of things and extract the essence of things, the more you're able to create very pure spiritual experiences. It can be kind of equated to those pure spiritual experiences. For example, if in our other experiences, even if it is not spiritual experiences, because you can, you know, say for example, if someone has, you know, been interacting in a very bad way or gotten angry or have exchanged some, you know, harsh words, you can go into the expansion of what this person said, you know, why this person said and this person said this and what does he mean by that and all that. But basically we know that the feeling with which the person is speaking is ill feelings or some kind of dissatisfaction, some kind of frustration, some kind of anger. So you know that's the root of it. So as soon as you recognize that that's the root of it, you know that this experience that this person is trying to show, you know, or throw at you is not a real experience. It's not the original nature or feeling of that soul. So the ability to be able to really remove all of the details and just catch the feeling and respond to that feeling. And Baba has told us many, many beautiful ways that if someone comes to you with ill feelings, then what do? You don't take it in. You know, even if someone throws sorrow at you, you don't take in the sorrow. So in this way, I think the ability to create, you know, experiences for ourselves, spiritual experiences for ourselves, comes from our ability to extract the essence. You know, simply to say that this is what's happening and this is what I need to do. So I was just saying that even if, say for example, if we were to go into all the four subjects, right? Because one of the challenges that we have is that we have so much knowledge. We have so many ways of remembrance. We have so many things to inculcate. So many different virtues, powers, all of that. So many forms of service. And yet, and you will notice that as time goes on, it gets more and more. It's not getting any less, right? How many classes we get these days as compared to even few years ago? You know, all the classes now from all over the world are available on the net, right? So many points. So many forms of remembrance, so many tools for remembrance have been created. So many different subjects that Baba has actually underlined over the years. You know, this is also a subject. To have blessings from everyone is also a subject. You know, to be calm and cool is also a subject. So many different varieties of inculcation of virtues we have to do. And also in terms of service, so much expansion in service. So I was thinking, even in terms of these four subjects, if we can go to the essence of these four subjects, right? Because that's where we start. And in knowledge, what is the essence of knowledge? If you were to just capture it in three words, four words, whatever. Om Shanti and Manmadabhav. Anything else? I know Dadi Janki has been repeating it over and over again, right? Who am I? Who do I belong to? And what do I have to do? And maybe you can add, what time is it? What is the time like? So basically the essence of the knowledge, if we were to condense it, right? So this is all we have to not only keep in our mind but also convey to the world. If you would, because there was a big question, still is a question I think, when Baba says you have to give the message to the whole world. Gave the message to the whole world. What is that message? What is that message that we have to give to the whole world? So in a way we have to be able to kind of distill, you know, so much knowledge that we have been able to receive, so many details, so much expansion. Baba goes to the extent of, you know, saying to us how the cows will be and how the birds will be and what will be and what will not be. So many, many details Baba gives us. But the essence of it all being that I am a soul, right? Who am I, in other words? Not only I am a soul, ordinary soul, but what kind of a soul I have? I am a soul that has experienced such divinity, such purity, such peace, such happiness. In other words, in a very, very essenceful nutshell, you know, we need to have that knowledge in our intellect. And then who do I belong to? Because a big, big aspect of what we have in our intellect is our connection and our belonging. So very important to really have that drilled into the intellect. Who do I belong to? not just in an intellectual way, but in an experiential way, of course. And then of course she says, but what do I have to do? What is the time telling me to do? So in anything that we hear, you know, we should be able to kind of always reference it back to this knowledge about myself. Because otherwise it's very easy to get carried away with so much information, so much knowledge, so much of, you know, expansion and technology and all of that. But again and again, I need to come back to this one of these few questions at least. So who am I, and who do I belong to, and what do I have to do? I mean, in the midst of being exposed to all the expansion of knowledge, I shouldn't lose sight of this piece of knowledge that Baba is giving me, because that's the most essential thing for me practically in my life. Right? Then in terms of our subject of remembrance of yoga, so many ways, I mean, it's not simple anymore, it's not, you know, and it's not complicated, but it's just that there are so many ways in which everybody does yoga, right? Even Baba himself gives us so many methods to remember him. So not to get caught and not to get confused and not to get, you know, conflict about, you know, what is, you know, what is the right method or what is the wrong method. But important thing is this consciousness again of man manabha, which really means that the mind has been totally given to Baba. Man manabha, which means belong to me through your mind, or focus your mind on me. So it doesn't matter, you know, what relationship it is that you're using, or what stage of yoga you're experiencing or experimenting with, but what is the mind up to? So the essence of that experience, of course, mind cannot act alone, and we also know that it is yoga of the intellect. So is the intellect helping the mind to actually focus on Baba? Or is there this conflict, is there this struggle, is there this battle inside? This is why both of these words are used, right? Man manabhav and yoga of intellect, both. Because we cannot do without the yoga, without the intellect, for the mind to be able to focus. So is there that harmony, is there that union inside? I think this is the essence, isn't it? That I'm not feeling a duality inside, I'm not feeling a conflict inside. There is this feeling of that oneness. No matter in what form or in what relationship or in what task I'm remembering Baba. So somehow this aspect of stable in the stage of man manabhava. So the essence of remembrance. And just to kind of enjoy this feeling of, you know, how Baba has come to give us his introduction in the most essenceful form. I remember when I came to Baba in the beginning, and I was told that, you know, he is a point. Just this aspect of focusing on him as a point. I know a lot of people find it difficult, and of course I do too sometimes find it difficult to focus on the point. But at one point I remember it was such a relief that all I need to remember is just him as a point. That all the images, all the stories, all the names, all the other things, you know, I don't have to, whether it's human beings or other images or other deities or whoever else I was remembering, but I can let go of everything, and there's just this one. It was a sense of relief, in other words. So this kind of total oneness inside, where I'm remembering without any conflict inside, without any battles inside, I feel that's the essence of Manmanabhava, being very stable. It is not a flickering light. You know, the intellect is not stumbling. It's just that sense of stability. And that's the essence of our remembrance of Baba. And then the essence of our subject of inculcation, dharana. What is the essence of our subject of dharana? What's the one thing that if you inculcate, you can inculcate everything? Sorry? Soul consciousness, you said? Soul consciousness? Soul consciousness is part of remembrance, right? What else? Contentment, yes. Contentment can draw all kinds of virtues. Sorry? I didn't get... Tolerance, okay, tolerance. Inculcate the cycle, the knowledge of the cycle. The most important thing Baba is asking us to inculcate or imbibe is the virtue of purity. Isn't it? Why does Baba emphasize so much the importance of purity? At all levels, not just at the physical level, but physical, subtle, mental, all kinds of levels. In fact, that's how he starts, you know, training us. Even for remembrance, he says, this is something that is so important. So imbibing this, or again and again going back to this virtue of purity. I am a pure soul, pure purity in all my activities, words, actions. So automatically we start, the purity is like a magnet, it starts attracting so many different virtues towards itself. We don't have to pay so much attention, oh today I will inculcate this virtue, today I'll do that, today I'll do this. If we were to do it virtue by virtue, just imagine how much effort it would have taken us to get so far. But one thing that lies at the bottom of it all, Baba points out to us, and that is purity. And so when we imbibe the virtue of purity in our life, of course agreed that it's also step by step, then we are able to imbibe so many other virtues, even unconsciously. We're not even aware this is happening. All of a sudden you become more positive. All of a sudden you become more contented. All of a sudden you feel that, you know, you're able to be more patient or tolerant or whatever. But what is happening is you have started following Baba's principle of purity. And that's giving you so much power to emerge all the virtues of the souls, because they're all there, really. So the essence really is whatever impurity we have accumulated, we have to consciously and actively replace that with the consciousness of purity. So the essence of that whole subject of inculcation is also purity. And then of course about service. What's the essence of service? Baba talked very beautifully yesterday about the essence of service. What is the essence of service? Right. Baba was talking about how it is your own stage, or it's when you serve yourself that you're able to truly serve others. The essence of service is your stage. and how much attention then we should have on the stage before we get up to do any kind of service. And remember, we are all on 24-hour service, right? It's not that we are on a job, 8-hour job or something like that, you know, but it's a 24-hour thing that not only Baba is calling upon us, but we are also feel, you know, inspired to do it all the time. But before we jump into action, or before we jump into words, or before we jump into any kind of, you know, whatever, Baba is saying that this is what's important, taking care of that self stage. As soon as you're not in that original stage, self stage, then it means that you're cutting off service from who you are, and it becomes an artificial thing. It's not a natural act of the soul anymore. It's similar to what we have been doing all along. Even though now we may be sharing knowledge, we may be doing good, you know, good things at the center, or it may be some kind of good action, all of that, yes, but it's still not coming from that right place. So Baba is really asking us to examine the essence even of service. And that doesn't mean that, you know, we don't do big programs or we don't plan big things or whatever, but what he's saying is, before you do all of that, check your stage. Let it always come from that stage of, and Baba oftentimes, you know, gives us very, very beautiful qualities in Sakar Murli, every Murli. He tells us, you know, there should be a lot of merciful feelings. Or he says there should be a lot of enthusiasm. Or he says there should be a lot of sweetness in your words. You know, so different qualities Baba will tell you how to do service. But all of that comes from not only the recognition, but the experience of that self stage. So in this way, I thought, you know, coming back to essence really is also dealing with knowledge, with yoga, with inculcation, with service, also in a very essenceful way. One thing that I also wanted to let you know is, you know, it's not only about knowledge, but when we train ourselves, our soul, our intellect, our mind, to handle Baba's knowledge in an essenceful way, then all our dealings, all our relationships, everything amongst ourselves also becomes very essenceful and very productive, right? All our activities, all our, you know, whatever task we are engaged in, all of that also becomes, because it's like clearing out, you know, clearing out a lot of waste when you become essenceful. Instead of thinking about something 10 times and then doing it, you will be doing only two times, and then you'll immediately have the power to do it. I also feel that, you know, it's very good practice for us to be essenceful in our communication and relationship also. Even if it is something that you have to kind of give and take, you know, even if it's not something positive, even if it's something that you have to communicate to someone that is kind of not positive, a little bit negative. But even in that, you have to be essenceful. Right? Because nobody has the time and the energy these days to listen to details. Even though we know that it is important to listen, and even though we know that all the details may be important and all that, but somehow to be able to sort out a lot of unwanted stuff and just be essenceful in the way that we can communicate with each other, I think it's important. Otherwise it takes a lot of patience, a lot of time, lot of understanding. And say, for example, yes, we all should have it, but what if the other person doesn't have it? It only makes the situation worse, right? So on one side we talk a lot about, you know, how we should be able to listen, but also the person who is talking, I think, needs to also have a little bit more sense and essence, as Baba says, to kind of see what is relevant, what is meaningful, what will really make a difference, and share that. So all of those practices can be refined only if we are directly dealing with the essence of knowledge, essence of yoga, essence of inculcation. Right. What are some of our practices that Baba gives us that makes it easy for us to go back into essence again and again? Because, you know, it's not, as I said, it's not getting easier or it is not getting simpler out in the world. It's only getting more detailed, more complicated, more involving and more engaging, even within the Brahmin family, right? You know, so many things as the family grows, you know, we have to think of many, many things that we didn't have to think of before. Just imagine even Madhuban. Madhuban life was so simple. It wasn't a big family like this, but they have also had to expand and develop, and so all of that of course has taken energy, but how is it all possible? How still there is so much organization, how still there is so much of, you know, everybody gets what they have to get. Of course there can always be little bit ups and downs, but really thinking about the humongous nature of what needs to happen in Madhuban, right? I mean the kind of expansion that happens, all of that was necessary. So it's not to say it's not necessary, but still, you know, it's someone's thought, someone's power, someone's dedication, someone's determination that makes all of these things happen. So the human element of, you know, really working from the essence of the soul is what makes expansion possible. And so what is the practice? What is the practice that really allows for that expansion, that keeps that foundation strong? Many, many simple things, Baba tells us, no? Even the simple act of looking at the soul, just imagine. Otherwise there can be so much expansion. Looking at the face, looking at the features, looking at the clothes, looking at this, looking at that. But Baba says, but no, let your focus be on the soul, the center of the forehead. So automatically so many details are removed. And you're going to the essence of that being, that person. And you're able to connect with that person. Of course, you have to carry on the conversation, you have to carry on your job. But still it is in the consciousness of what that person is, you know, in the essence of that person, in other words. So automatically I think a lot of negative or unwanted or wasteful matters are weeded out by simply this practice of looking at each other as a soul. And I haven't seen any other spiritual group, you know, that has such a strong practice as this. Such a beautiful way to weed out the waste. To not go into details, to not go into expansion. Because hearing and talking is one thing, but seeing is one thing, right? Lately Baba has been talking about the eyes, how the eyes deceive. The eyes see so much. The eyes are the ones that look for smiles. The eyes are the one that notice that, oh, this person didn't look at me, or this person did acknowledge me, or whatever. But Baba says, everything is okay. You know, just concentrate, focus on this soul conscious look. So So I feel that that's a very, very important part of developing this ability to become essenceful. Again and again, being able to see the soul, the beauty of the soul, the positive nature of the soul. Okay, even if not, but just do it as a practice. In some cases you may not see anything, but just do it as a practice. Because that practice will accumulate the power to eventually weed out the waste. Sometimes it takes a long time to see something good in someone. I mean, to literally see. But it doesn't matter, but just do it. And Baba always says, really actively also look for what positive that person holds in the way that person can offer something, you know, do something, you know, special. So look for that. Regardless of so many other things that the person may not be good at, for us the essence of that being is what the person is good at. That means essenceful, right? To be able to focus on that. And then the whole thing about drama, you know, Baba practices, asks us to practice this full stop of drama. Why? Again, because it increases the capacity to be in your essence when you do that. Full stop is not easy, somebody said. True? It's not easy. But even within that, what I have found is that if you're able to extract whatever you have learned or whatever good that has happened within the drama, even there may be 10 things that you can mention, this is not good, not good, not good, but even if there is one thing that is good, but if you keep that with you, if there was a lesson, if there was a realization, if there was something that you have taken from that scene of drama, it's easy to let go and put a full stop and come back to your essence. But if I don't know what I have learned, what good has happened, what realization has happened. So sometimes actively looking for that good, looking for that lesson, open to that realization. Not blocking out, but opening up to that realization. So this practice of putting full stop, I think, is very, very important. And then Baba talks about the seed form stage of remembrance, right? Of course, remembrance per se takes out a lot of details and, you know, unwanted things. But especially the quality of remembrance Baba emphasized on is this stage of being the seed. In which there is this absolute assurance that I have everything within me as a soul to make whatever happen, happen. Whatever it is that I want to make happen, it can happen. In other words, I don't have to be thinking about it right now. In which, you know, the power to do that, to the power to get accomplished is there, and I know it. And I'm just sitting with it, and I'm allowing Baba to empower that part of me even more. Because yesterday Baba talked about, you know, the quantity versus the quality. Remember? The quantity of thoughts. We create so many thoughts, so many thoughts. So in terms of what we create is also quantity, it's not quality. And the reason why that is so is the quality has to do with this absolute assurance and power. And if we don't have that, then we have to, like, talk to ourselves, think to ourselves, in order for us to get anything done. So Baba is saying that, you know, practice this seed stage in which at least for that length of time you're totally in your stage of being absolutely powerful, potent stage. And from that stage, when you have to go out and act, you won't need too many thoughts. You can do it with very few thoughts, and not only that, but it will be such quality and such powerful thoughts. There will be such determination, there will be such conviction, there will be such faith and purity in your thought, that will get the work done. So this practice of the seed form stage is something that Baba is, you know, so that we are able to come back to that essenceful stage of less expense and more income, right? And then if you look at your whole timetable of the day, for example, Baba gives us such an absolutely beautiful timetable, because he's not telling us to cut back on any activity that we had been doing before. Right? Because all of that, if we were to look at it as the expansion of life, Baba is saying you can't really cut back on anything. Except, of course, if you realize that something is waste, something is vicious, something is not right, you're going to not do that anymore. But basically, all the activities of life, your sustenance of the body, your relationships with, you know, family, your commitment to the society, all of that, Baba says, continue with that. And all of that is the expansion. There is a lot of expansion in that. But Baba also gives us a very nice routine of the day so that we can prepare ourselves to go into expansion from the stage of being silent or essenceful. And also after being in the expansion, we can come back to that stage again and again, right? This is why the hours of the morning time is the time to be essenceful. It's not the time to go too much into details. Although you're going to pick up a thought or pick up a virtue or you're going to pick up an aim for the day, even spiritually speaking, but you're not going to think in terms of the details and the complications. Right? You're just going to stay with that essenceful thought, that powerful thought, that virtue that you have chosen, or that aim that you have chosen for the day. So it's a very empowering time to stay in that essenceful form. And of course, what supports that is the silence in the morning. As much as possible to observe naturally, not to force yourself, of course, but to naturally stay in that silence. And that also, you will say, is becoming more and more difficult because business starts early, people start calling you early, you have to go to work early. So whatever extent possible, at least, to keep at least, you know, besides Amrit Vela time, to keep at least 2 hours. To just be in that stage. It's almost like allowing the nectar to brew, kind of, you know? Like how coffee has to brew in the morning. You put the coffee and go away, right? It brews on its own. In the same way also, we need to brew that nectar in the morning too. The sweetness of that knowledge that Baba is going to speak, it needs to be experienced in the morning. So to stay in that stage of being essenceful. And essenceful really means full of spiritual experiences. Full of beautiful spiritual experiences with the Self as the Soul, with Baba, with Dharma, wonderful realizations about Dharma. so essenceful in that time, silent in that time. And then during the Murli, one of the things I was noticing is that nowadays, of course, we have the essence being read out to us. But one of the nice practices is to be able to extract your own essence from the Murli. At least for what you're going to do for the day. You know how we have inculcation after the Murli is read. So for you to kind of note down in your own mind to extract the essence of what you need to do. And I know that the Gulzar, especially this season, has been, whoever she has been, whatever group she has been meeting, I think she has been mentioning this, right? The homework of the Murli. The homework of the Murli, in which you are looking at all the four subjects and really taking up an aim for yourself. How did Baba want me to act today? So that's like extracting the essence, because there is so much that Baba speaks about. But one of the ways of training your mind is through the Murli, to be able to extract your essence in the subject of knowledge, in the subject of remembrance, in the subject of inculcation and service. And Baba has been covering all the four subjects mostly these days. And then if you think of traffic control for us is the perfect time from expansion to essence. Because usually in the middle of traffic control, something or the other very important is happening, right? And something probably quite complicated or quite extensive or quite detailed. And so your mind is really caught up, and you know, the usual tendency is to, I can't do it now, I can't do the traffic control now. But that's exactly the time to do it. So the drills that Baba has been giving us is really to train the mind to go from that expansion to the essence. Because when you're stabilized in your essence, you can think much better, you can see much better, you can perceive much better, you can decide much better. So not to treat traffic controls lightly. Right? Because that's our time. And not only that, but then it's also a very good time to come from essence into expansion. Because when you have experienced, you know, any particular quality, or, you know, a profound silence, or any particular aspect of knowledge that you have just kind of touched upon, to come out into activity again and speak again and to come into conversation again, it's totally different. So it's a good practice of going into the essence, but also coming back into the expansion. It just changes your perspective, it changes your way of looking at that particular situation. So it's a very, very good practice that Baba has given us. So even if you think of all the things that Baba has, you know, automatically and already asked us to do, we don't have to do anything special. And then this morning Baba is saying, at night, what do? We look at our own self as a chart. And that too requires a stage of being very detached, very essenceful. Not getting caught away and, you know, carried away and saying, but this person did this and that's why I did this, or the atmosphere was like this and that's why I had to be like this. But essenceful means, again, going back to, what is it that I have to do? What is it that I have chosen my life for? Is it in alignment with that? So somewhere within the essence is also the aim of our life. And we've all chosen our aim, right? That's why we are here. Nobody is still trying to find out. Nobody is still questioning, or nobody is still doubting. At least this much we know, that we are here to elevate ourselves. No one has doubt for that. So being essenceful means to be able to know that anything that I am engaging my intellect is helping me to move towards that aim. And if it's not helping me, then I have to get rid of it. Whether it's an activity, or whether it is the way of, you know, using words, whether it's my thoughts, whether it's my attitude. But if it's not helping me to go towards the aim, it's not essenceful, it's not meaningful, it's not relevant for me at this time. And then the huge importance that Baba gives for silence. Doing everything in silence, using less words, using sweet words. We have this habit of getting out everything, right? That's in our mind. So the question... So as I was saying, the practice that Baba reminds us again and again of, speaking less, speaking soft, and speaking sweet. And of course this is not a forced practice. But the more we experiment with that, I think automatically we move into another level of functioning. And if we don't have to then use so many words. I was thinking that perhaps a nice exercise would be for us to, even on an ordinary, you know, day, you know, if I have to say something, you know, to kind of challenge myself, you know, can I say it in the fewest words possible? To consciously challenge yourself and say, because there's no limit, you know, to expansion. So if you don't consciously become aware of it and set yourself a limit, maybe you won't be able to do it first few times, but with practice. If I had to say something in 10 sentences, let me try to say it in 2 or 3 sentences. It's a good practice, I think. Maybe it was a long story, maybe there was a lot that happened. But then you have to extract the most essenceful form from it. I mean, the most important aspects of it. Like how when you're on television and sometimes they only give you 2 minutes or less than 2 minutes, or half a minute, 1 minute, whatever. And they say, yes, we can give you TV time, but only for half a minute. Then you have to choose your words, right? So how you choose your words, you know. Because you have such a huge message to give to the world, Baba's message, and yet you have to kind of condense it. So in the same way too, in our conversations with each other, in the way we communicate with each other also. And like I said, it's not like you're forcing yourself, but you will find that with less words, but with more words filled with feelings, filled with, you know, that power, the essence of the soul, you're actually able to enjoy the conversation more. your give and take will be much more fruitful. So just that in terms of, you know, some kind of a practice or an exercise that you can try for yourself. And not that you stop activities, you stop service, or you go in a corner. No, but while doing everything, whilst you're doing everything. And it's not even like you have to be totally silent, because that's also like forced silence. But eventually, of course, if you want to be silent, that's fine. But how to use less verbal communication, but more communication through your vibrations and through your feelings, through your drishti, right? So you'll be able to pick up much more, as Baba has been saying, through that stage of avyakt angel. You're able to be much more sensitive. It's almost like you're using your sixth sense. And the sixth sense knows that exactly what is important, what is right, what is helpful, what is meaningful to you. And of course, as I said, it's through that stage of avyakt, angel, considering yourself and moving around as an angel, that you can experience that. Less words, more pleasure, more communication, more accurate communication. Not that, you know, more communication means, but it also has to be accurate. But I said something, you know, why didn't you understand it? So I feel that being essenceful is a lot to do with the way we relate to each other too. And that's one of the practical benefits, I think, that we have to experience now at the confluence age. Because in the golden age, that's how we would be doing it. We will be communicating in a very subtle way. Not through so many words, not through so many stories, not through so many incidents. You think we'll be telling each other, oh, today this happened, today that happened, today this happened. Even if we are sharing, which will be in very few words, it will be more feelings, more vibrations. So the essence of life is really, Baba comes and tells us, the essence of life is this pure experience of peace, love, happiness. And now is their time. Confluence age is our time. Having fully understood all about expansion. Because there's nothing that Baba doesn't tell us now at this time. He tells us all the details. So there is importance of knowing those details. But then after knowing, Baba says there is detachment, there is disinterest, and the mind is automatically freeing itself and coming back to only what is necessary, what is important, what is helpful, what is beneficial, what is powerful at this time for us, not only for us but for everyone else too. So somehow or the other, for us to incorporate some of these practices. Of course, many practices Baba already has, but some extra element, you know, added to it. I know a lot of people experiment with silence day, for example, one day or half a day in their week, to do things silently, consciously silently. Not that you're alone anyway and you're silent. But for the mind to also operate in a silent way. To only think of things that are absolutely necessary. So now that Baba has, Baba's season has begun, I'm sure he's going to give us a lot of other homework as well. But as much as we do that homework, you know, everything really boils down to We want to be like Baba. And Baba is so essenceful. Baba is so essenceful. He chooses his time, he chooses his place, he chooses his chariot, he doesn't let anything go waste, right? He doesn't start from the copper age telling us what we have to do and what we have to know. But he comes at the most appropriate time, accurate time. He chooses the most appropriate place where it is conducive for all of us to come together. He chooses the instrument, most appropriate instrument, accurate instrument. So we have to also become like Baba, most essenceful, you know, bringing that kind of meaning to everything, value to everything. Right? So this was the inspiration that no, Baba, we can't waste, or we can't, you know, not do what you want us to do just because we get enjoyment out of expansion. You know, we get a lot of entertainment and enjoyment out of talking and describing and, you know, doing different things. But what Baba wants is what I should do. That's the essence of Brahmin life. Right? Om Shanti. We will close with few minutes of meditation. Experiencing that. What does it feel like to go from expansion into essence? The five senses, constantly give me so much information. And my brain is constantly processing all of that. For a few moments, I stabilize myself. The awareness of who I am. Truly. I begin to sense everything. Through a different kind of sense. The sixth sense. The soul sense. Thank you.
and I'm able to see clearly. What's essential for my journey and what's not? What's essential I take in deep within myself. Merging within the soul, the beauty and the meaning, of what I see is essential for me. It is as if it is time to put away everything extra. Everything wasteful, and pack up only the essentials. With this power to merge, I become light as a feather. And fly to Baba. Baba leads me to perfection.